Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Bill, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. There's someone I know who I've spent time together, working together, and spent time socially. One time while we were working at his mom's, we'd both do painting. And while I was there, I used him apparently at a later it was stuck and I didn't know anything about it.
But
the next
Bill,
time I talked,
your phone is breaking up a little bit for me. Are you in a stable place?
Am I what now?
So you were painting with a friend, and what happened?
At his mom's house. I used a bathroom and I left. And the next time I talked to him, he said, "You did use the bathroom, it was stuff." I said, "I didn't know anything about it, it worked." But he told me the work on my toilet skills and hung up. And when, after that happened, I realized that the last time I had worked for him, he paid me less than what we had agreed on, not because of anything I had done, but because I had worked for 10 hours, but he had billed the customer for 11. So anyway, I'm wanting to call him up and talk to him about this, but when I think about it, I start thinking, well, this is what he really thinks. I really shouldn't have to tell him, you can't lie to me if we want us to work together. But at the same time, I can't stop thinking about it.
All right, so we've got two issues, right? The stopped up toilet, how was the toilet stopped up? Do we know?
I don't know. It worked fine when I was there. But the point is, well, my point is, I would like to call him and say, well, you can't talk to me like this, and you can't lie to me about this.
All right, well, let's wait a minute. I got it. But let's see, I'm trying just to get some clarity on both the issues. So the number one is the stopped up toilet, and he wasn't very polite about it.
Right.
I don't know exactly what to do about that, except to decide that, you know, it's one of those things, you know, that one seems to me a pretty minor. So the other issue is that he billed somebody for 11 hours and only paid you for 10?
No, I worked for 10 hours, and we agreed how much he was going to pay me.
Right.
But when he went, he billed the customer for 11 so he can make a little profit.
Right.
But apparently the customer was unhappy about that and only paid for 10. So then he reduced my pay. But he gave me some other reason about why he lied to me.
How did you find out about the real issue? Did the customer tell you?
No, the customer didn't tell me, but I knew that he had billed him for 11 and I had worked for 10.
But how did you know that the customer didn't only paid him for 10 and therefore took 10% out of your salary?
I know that he billed for 11. I think I might have even seen the bill. I don't remember exactly, but I know that he wanted to make money for himself.
It depends. It sounds like there are two incidents and two issues. Do you view this guy as a friend or a coworker? Because it makes a difference.
Well, both.
Well, but what's the priority?
What is the priority?
Yeah.
I could say they're both equal, but I guess I like him as a friend.
Let me tell you, if he's just a friend, then stop working for him. All right? Because you're not consistent. You and he don't have a consistent perspective on work ethics. So you're going to run into trouble again with it. So if you just want him to be a friend, just don't work for him. Find someone else to partner with, or freelance or whatever. And if he asks you for help, you can just say that you're busy. If you view it as a primarily a work experience, not a friend experience, then anytime you do a deal, have him write a contract out that says, I will pay you this amount of money for this amount of time. And then it's done. The problem is the overlap. It does sound to me that he's a little bit you know, a little shady. But the real problem is you're trying to combine two different things. You're saying that we're friends and friends don't behave like this. But that's what I'm saying. You need to figure out which the priority is. If he's your friend, don't work for him. And if you work for him, don't make it friendly. Make it businesslike. And then I think your problems are solved, or at least lessened.
Uh-huh.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, what about the lying, though?
Well, because you don't care if he's not your friend, you don't care if he lies to you because you'll have a contract. And if he's your friend and you're not working for him, he's probably not going to lie to you about very much because there won't be anything to lie about. There's no profit in lying to you.
That's true.
That's what
okay.
I'm saying. So choose which it is. I mean, I don't know how dependent you are for him. I don't know how much work he can bring your way. But it sounds like on the face of it, you could find someone else to work for and someone else to be a friend. You'll probably win. But if you want to somehow keep this guy in your life as one or the other, I think you're going to have to choose which is the priority and then act accordingly.
Yeah, well,
if he's your friend, don't work for him. And if you're working for him, make sure everything's in writing.
Yeah, I might have to do that.
Okay.
All right. Well, it's hard to get it on my head, though.
Well, but not if
well, why can't I just leave him?
Well, you can if you want to. It may be that you like him. You know, friendship is a very tricky relationship. It's one of the few relationships with human beings that really depends on equality, that there's no power differential or there shouldn't be. And hopefully it happens over time, and it has to be dynamic. It's a very complicated kind of human interaction. Business is much easier, but there's a contract. But, I mean, Bill, the point is that this, you can't do a whole lot about his behavior, but you can do a whole lot about it not impacting you by you deciding which it is. The problem here is that you're trying to combine two things.
Okay. Yeah, we do spend more time working than socializing. It's true. But it's just rare to meet someone I get along with a lot on other levels.
But then choose which is more important, and then it will even out. That will be your aha moment.
All right.
Alrighty.
I'll have to do that.
I know.
Goodbye.
You're feeling like, gee, why do I have to do that? Well, you have to view who he really is, as opposed to who you want him to be, who you'd expect him to be, who you'd like him to be. Who he is somebody who's going to get harsh with you if he thinks that you didn't do something right, and he may shortchange you if it's in his best interest. So either of those things are manageable as long as you don't try and combine them. Because if you want
to
be...
It's hard for me to see that they are manageable. It's hard for me to get by the idea that he lied to me about money on a job.
Bill, I just told you I could deal with that. You don't have to get by him on either of them. You can give him up both as a friend and as a coworker. But if you want to keep it as either, then you have to separate them off because it's not viable to keep it. I mean, look, if he cheats you as a job because you were silly enough not to get things in writing, then that's shame on you. If he does it again, that's shame on him and you don't ever work for him again. But you at least set things up better. The problem is that you're saying, well, gee, we're friends. How could you treat me like that? And if you're business partners, then both of you just do the business-like thing, which is to get everything in writing.
Yeah. And he worked for me sometimes, too.
Well, okay, then same deal. Get everything in writing. You're just asking him to be a different person than he is, and he's not. He's not going to be. But you can take steps to make sure that you're not damaged by who he is. But you're going to have to give up the notion that you can combine the friendship and the work relationship because you cannot. You don't share a similar sense of business ethics. So either you can be businesslike with him or you can be friendly with him, but you can't be a friend with somebody who has different business ethics that you think is willing to cheat you because that's not friendship.
Okay.
All righty?
All right. I'll have to do that.
All right. Well, think about which you want. And I hear you want both, but it's not really feasible.
855-99-DR-JOY, 855-993-7569 to get through to Dr. Joy today. We'll be taking your calls until 3 p.m. Eastern Time today, 855-99-DR-JOY. You are listening to the Dr. Joy Brown Show.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your healthcare power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Gold is like nothing else on earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Sarah, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hello, Sarah.
I'm calling because I have a question in regards to relationships and where I can kind of go from here. I know you have your one-year rule, and I've had major issues trying to stick to that.
Well, at least you're not alone. All right, tell me what the issue is specifically here, Sarah.
Okay, well, I feel like I've been in monogamous relationships since I was a teenager. I mean, I'm only 24, but I feel like I've been in one relationship after another.
When did you start dating?
Well, I had a serious boyfriend in high school that I went I was going out with until college.
All right, so like 17, 18?
Yeah, about that, 16, okay. 17.
Okay.
And then I dated someone in college from my sophomore year of college until last May. So we were together for almost 5 years.
Okay.
And since then, you know, I've bounced back and forth, you know, with someone else, and I want to be able to be alone, and I want to, you know, get to know myself more.
Good plan.
Completely, you know, solo basis, but I just find myself yearning for that kind of, like, companionship, which I don't really want to have at this point.
All right, so tell me, the conflict is, on the one hand, it sounds to me it's a conflict between your head and your heart, and maybe other organs, that your head says, look, you're going to be better off, you're going to make better choices if you're alone for a while, and the other part of you says, but I'm lonesome, I really want to be with somebody, right?
Right, but I don't know where, I mean, like, I'm a very independent person, I feel like. I'm very goal-oriented, very career-oriented, I have a lot of friends, and I don't know why I keep kind of looking for the next best thing, you know?
Well, are you in a relationship with somebody now?
I just ended a relationship with somebody.
All right, so when you... I thought that was... Oh, you mean last May, meaning last month May?
No, as of 2007. May.
Okay, so it's been a year.
No, I was still with someone back and forth, on and off, in the last year. Someone else.
Oh, all right. So... All right, so let me just understand this.
Okay.
So the question is whether or not to break off with this guy that you've been with for 5 years on and off for the last year?
No, me and the guy from the 5 years have not really had any communication with him the last year. But there was somebody else since then that I was on and off with throughout the last year that I know I need to not be with. I
okay.
know that.
Like okay.
I'm very aware of that, that he deserves more attention than I can give him. And
well, and he's a rebound guy.
Exactly, yes.
All right.
There's always,
so,
he's
all right,
always been
so
a rebound guy.
Distill this down to a question for me.
Fill it out to a question for you. How can I, where, I'm kind of trying to, like, I guess, figure out why I feel that I need to be in a monogamous relationship, why I want someone there, and how do I not have someone
right.
there?
Well, I think there, all right, the answer in the first instance is kind of an abstract sociological, sexual response, which says, you know, you've been trained to be somebody's little girl, you know, and somebody's girlfriend, and then somebody's steady date, and yada, yada, and you're 24, so...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've certainly been socialized into that you did your Barbie bride and everything else, and, you know, everything in society says pair up. So I think that's not particularly surprising. And clearly, are your parents together or not together?
They're together. Happily, that's a different question.
Okay. So, I mean, I think that's not particularly unusual. I think what the conflict is, where the tension is you sort of being willing to try being by yourself for a while. And there are a couple ways of doing that. The obvious, which is probably not going to work terribly well for you, which is to go cold turkey.
Yeah.
To sort of end this relationship because you know it's not going anyplace and decide, for example, end it like today
mm-hmm.
and decide that you're not going to start going out with anybody till after Halloween.
Okay.
Now, is that enough time? Probably not. But if I say to you a year, you're not going to do it.
Right.
If I say to you, get through the summer, and during the summer, I'm not suggesting you put yourself on house arrest, and I think that's why part of why you may be having the conflict of feeling like, well, if I'm not in a relationship, I have nobody to go to movies with, and I don't have anybody to hang out with, and I'll be up by myself on Saturday night, and then, you know, I'll become Miss Gooch, and we'll never have a date again. Not so. I mean, it's a great time to work on your abs, work on your relationships with your women friends that you get getting a little flabby, take a course.
Right.
Learn to sail, travel, do some things on your own to prove that, number one, you're okay. Number two, you can actually have fun by yourself. And then instead of trying to, exactly as you say, find the next mate, just look for a date. But don't do it now. And sort of maybe date a couple people at the same time, which probably means you're not sleeping with any of them or you're just sleeping with one of them at a time. I mean, I think that dating, if you can keep it platonic, is a great way of kind of shopping. And shopping, not only that women shop, but that men shop as well, that you really spend some time getting to know who you are, what you want, as opposed to committing to somebody very early on. And I think that part of that is being sexual early on. But what I would suggest you do is kind of in at least two different stages. Number one, decide that for the summer, because it's such a nice kind of emotional time, I mean, such an obvious kind of, you know, warm weather and people are out more, and decide that for for the summer, I'm just going to hang. You know, I'm not going to see anybody. I'm going to flirt. I'm going to have friends. I'm not going to sleep with anybody. And I'm just going to see how that works. And then when it gets a little cooler, when, you know, when Thanksgiving comes or Halloween comes or whatever, then I'm going to start looking for people to date. But instead of finding one person to date, I'm going to find a number of people to date. I'm going to date, which means that, you know, I'm not going to sleep with them, certainly for a very long time, if ever. And I'm just going to look for some friends and some guys that I kind of like or something I like about a guy as opposed to looking for a mate and see how you do. Because I think that at 16, we have such a limited perspective of who we are that trying to find somebody to be with gets very complicated. And just see how it works.
Thank you so much. I'm really happy. I mean, I've always found that, like, it's almost like I, instead of, like, breaking up, I'm trading up. You know, I feel it's always like...
Yeah, it's the trapeze phenomenon. I'm not letting go of one until I can grab onto another.
Yeah.
But it doesn't serve you.
No, it sure doesn't.
And it doesn't serve in the relationship. So just decide, okay, I'm going to do, instead of cold turkey, I guess, do hot dog. You know, I'm not going to do anybody for the summer. And then see in the fall. And if you're getting a little, you know, if you get nervous about it or uncomfortable about it, whatever, call. But I think just, and I keep notes. I think it's a wonderful way of keeping track of your interior monologue of, well, I really miss this, you know, I really miss having somebody. And then we can look and see where your vulnerable times are. For example, is it Saturday night? Or is it, you know, going, finding a date to a wedding? Or is it, you know, when my friends get engaged? And of course, all of those are pretty obvious.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, the point is that once you realize, the whole point of the one-year rule, Sarah, is that you prove to yourself that you're making a choice based on wishes, not needs. And it changes everything.
Yeah. I feel like even at this point, I've always, you know, I've broken up with them for whatever reasons, but I almost feel like at this point, I don't even know really what I'm looking for.
Exactly. Because you're just, you have to figure out who you are first.
Right.
And great, paper and pencil are really useful.
Yeah, I mean, that whole thing, I think, Sarah, that you've got a whole bunch of issues that are not unique to you, and I think what's wonderful about you is that you're aware of at least the symptoms of the problem, which is, I have a hard time being alone, even though intellectually I understand it's perfectly okay and sometimes even preferable, that not knowing what I'm looking for. I mean, to a certain extent, I think it's okay to shop. I really do. I think men shop. I think women shop. It's why internet dating, I think, works really well. Or dating just in general is just an effort to find out who you are, what you want, how you interact with other people. In Dating for Dummies, the whole first half of the book is just how to know yourself. How to know who you are, where you came from, how you're influenced by your parents, all that kind of stuff. Because until you know who you are, it's very hard to figure out who you want. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com, so I'm here totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know. Plus, you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548, or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm here to do exactly that, to just help you with anything that's on your mind. And one of the things that we were talking about is people getting new jobs and new jobs that old jobs because that technology have wiped out. For example, printers. You know, I had a friend whose family had been in the printing and bookbinding business for like 100 years, literally since, well, I guess that's, yeah, Civil War. And they're out of business because mm-hmm. people do desktop printing. So, Xerox repairman in short supply, like the Maytag repairman, I guess. So they're jobs that technology essentially has wiped out. So we were sort of asking, if you could have any job in the world, what would it be and why? If you could have any job, do you have a dream job?
I do have a dream job. I would like to be play-by-play announcer for Super Bowl I these days. I would love to have that opportunity to do that. That's my ultimate dream job, for sure.
Have you done play-by-play for football?
Oh, yeah, I have. I've done it mostly, primarily high school football, previous jobs that I've had. But
that's really interesting. Because he won the lottery, which is the only reason I know the story, one of the board ops in one of my stations, I think in New Hampshire, won the lottery. And he was the board op for my program, and he did play-by-play for basketball, I think, for the local high school team. And once he won the lottery, he and his mom each a house. I think they'd been living in a trailer before that. And he continued to do my program, and he continued to do play-by-play because he was doing what he wanted to be doing. So.
Yeah.
It's amazing how many people in broadcasting, especially the guys, almost all the guys want to do sports. Regardless of what they're doing, they want to do sports. Bob, what was his name? Bob Wilson. I'm trying to remember. It was Bob something who used to do play-by-play for the Bruins. And when I first worked for that station, my first job in broadcasting was in Boston, and the station carried the Red Sox and the Bruins.
Okay.
And so I got to sit in the press booth for play-by-play, and he could actually say, as with the hockey in particular, he could actually describe the plays quicker than I can actually see them. It was amazing.
Yeah, and especially, and I've done hockey too, and
hockey's fast.
Yeah, it's probably the most difficult sport to do play by play in because everything is, you know, the puck is moving around so quickly.
Yeah,
and
the guys are moving around so quickly.
Yeah.
Except fortunately they stop and bash each other every once in a while so you can catch your breath.
Well, in the NHL too, you have a lot of foreign players, and so you have a lot of names that are kind of uncommon and hard to pronounce.
Yeah, but once you learn them, you learn them.
Yeah.
So it's the first time you just sort of stumble over everything. But he used to be. I would sit next to him in the booth, and he could talk faster than I could see them. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Very, very interesting. Yeah, play-by-play is interesting. All right, so you do play-by-play. I was hoping you were going to say work for me and you already had your dream job, but realistically.
I am definitely.
That would have been a suck-up.
I should say, though, I'm definitely enjoying working with Dr. Joy Brown.
He has to say that, folks, because otherwise I'm going to rat him. I'm going to dime him to Santa Claus, and then he's going to be in real trouble. No, it actually turns out that at the office, that it's one of the better, it's one of the more popular positions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just because I don't yell. And you never know what's going
to
happen.
And you're very easy to work with, too, which
thank
is you. Greatly appreciated.
Well, it's my pleasure. You're fun to work with as well. All right, so my dream job is probably what I'm doing. I mean, I really love my job. The only thing I would probably add into my life that I don't do right now is a little acting. I was a thespian when I was a young kid and sort of just decided that it was not everything I ever tried out for, I got. But I'm not good at auditions. I mean, I get so nervous about them, and I realized that I'm sort of not. Well, right now I could probably play character parts or something, but it was one of those things that I've always loved doing, and I've been in a couple of plays since I've been in New York and some off-Broadway stuff, and I really, it's the only thing in my life that I would really like to do that I'm not doing. On the other hand, I guess I get in front of a microphone 5 days a week, so it's hard to whine about that. And it's not really a dream job. It would just be a dream addition, because I don't think I'd be very happy doing it exclusively, because actors don't work. They take long hiatuses because they're not, even if they're good, they're not very good for a role or whatever. And especially for women, it's not a very forgiving profession. But and movies are a little less interesting to me. I've done a couple of movies, and they're just so slow that that the live theater is much more fun. So, but that's basically, and it comes up every once in a while. And I like doing television, which is not really acting, because and with few exceptions, I play myself, which is, I don't actually have to study very hard to do that. But I was over at HBO this week, and it occurred to me when I was over there that they actually send me a residual check for about $13, literally, about every year, because I did when HBO first started, I did a made-for-TV movie called The Coming Out of Heidi Leiter, and I played a talk show host that was dealing. I mean, it turned out to be one of those things that was really kind of prescient, because it kind of predicted gay rights to a certain extent. It was based on a true story of two women, young girls actually. I think they were 17, who decided to go to the prom together, and it created this huge fuss, and we had a studio audience, It's a really fun thing to do. Stuff like that is fun. And I'm going to be on, I think I'm not allowed to mention it yet. Shoot, sorry. I'll tell you when we get closer to it. I did it a long time ago, and it was supposed to come out in January, and it's not. It's going to come out, I think, in March. And apparently I'm not allowed to mention anything about it until it actually comes out. But I'll tell you, as soon as they let me know, I'll tell you about it. I'm not trying to tease you. I just sort of, they'll come and take out my fingernails or something. Okay, so any job in the world, does anybody want to be Santa Claus? Probably not this week.
It'd be quite a busy week if somebody took on that job right now.
Yeah, I think that'd be, you'd be a little bit behind the eight ball.
At least a busy couple of days.
Yeah. All right, what else we got?
Marie, she says she would like to be an honest and caring politician and be for the people.
So, honey, that means, Marie, you got to run for office. Because if all we get is people who are venal running for office, that's what we're going to get, right?
Yeah.
So somehow we need to make, that's why campaign reform, finance reform is so important, so that people who aren't rich and expecting to get richer can run. I don't know, there seems to be something corrupter about it, something corrupting about it as well, that power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Yeah, I would like to think that there was, as I said, that was one of them. Maybe I didn't say it. I told you I saw the case against Proposition 8, and the two lawyers who faced each other during the Gore-Bush campaign fight at the Supreme Court. So one was on the far left, one's on the far right, united in this the case against Prop 8. And for me, one of the comforts of that, first of all, it's a great documentary. It's on the short list for the Oscars, and hopefully we'll make it. And you should go see it, because it's interesting and it's well done. And not the least of which is these two guys who were on opposite ends of the political spectrum, opposite ends of the legal spectrum when they were fighting this, down and dirty fight that went on for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
That whole notion of smart, well-intentioned people getting together and talking about things and finding common ground and influencing one another has gone out of the political system. So, Marie, I agree with you. But I think that means that people who are disgusted by the process need to get involved in it. Because if all of us who are disgusted just opt out, we're going to leave it to the disgusting. That's suitable for a bumper sticker, isn't it? Maybe not. Okay. All right, what else we got?
We'll go to Shannon. Shannon says she would like to have Vanna White's job for the reasons of wearing nice dresses, low stress, travel, good hours, and of course the money.
I don't know. Is that? I guess it just seems to me that when you have your last rattly little breath, saying, "Did I make the world a better place?" I mean, I think Vanna is very attractive, and she certainly. But what does that mean? I mean, okay, I'm not arguing with it. It's just. Would you like to have a little bit more of an impact than that if it's your perfect... I guess it's a perfect job, but you're right. You don't work very many hours. Pat Sajak, I've met him a couple of times. He seems to be charming. Who knows? I mean, I think people who are professionally charming... It's like the line in Into the Woods that the prince says... he says, I was... Chris Hemsworth says, as a prince, I was raised to be charming, not sincere. I think television hosts are raised to be charming, not necessarily sincere. But he seems by all, I'm not bad-mouthing him, he seems to be a charming man, and working with somebody who's nice certainly makes a difference.
Yeah.
All right, so Vanna White, watch out.
Very quickly before we go to break, Pearl says, I would write and produce Broadway musicals. I love to write, and I love the theater and singing.
Well, start locally. Almost everything that ends up on Broadway starts someplace else. Starts in L.A. or starts in Chicago. Call up and tell me about your musical. I'd love to hear about it. 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-99-3-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy.
The
Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop, and no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th. You can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extendovite. Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking about what job you'd love. Your perfect career job description. Let's see what else we got.
All right.
Any job you wanted.
Let's see. Left off with Pearl. Let's go to Aurora. She says, I would love to be a hotel reviewer for a website or magazine. I love to travel and love to explore hotels. It's an interesting.
All right. What you should do is write up the next time you go on a trip, write it and send it to somebody and see if they'll print it for you. And you can start with a local newspaper. You can start with your church bulletin. Start any place. Just get published someplace.
Irvin says, comedian, comedy writer, NBA player. He's got a couple of them, it looks like. Comedian, comedy writer, NBA player, or stay-at-home dad. These are all difficult and demanding titles, but I would feel rewarding also.
All right, well, let's start with comedy writer. Start writing. And a lot of places have open mics, especially these days. Comedy has sort of enjoyed a real resurgence. So that's number one. Stay-at-home dad. I don't know if you have kids. It's probably harder to be a stay-at-home dad if you don't have kids. But nevertheless, and your kids probably have to be under the age of 10, or it doesn't count. NBA player. It depends, you know, I suppose how tall you are and how old you are, but there's certainly pickup games that that I'm sure you could get involved in. So we had comedy writer, stay-at-home dad, NBA. What was the other one?
Comedian. Comedian was the first one he said. And
yeah.
Comedian, well, then comedy writer.
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah. And then he...
Start writing.
He ends it with a nice perspective. He says, think about it, in all these jobs, you make people smile. So...
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, but again, none of them are necessarily outside the realms of possibilities, so...
Sure.
You know, I think part of it is that you have to start and understand what... If you read the stories of people who are doing those things, they quite often... I mean, for the NBA, probably a little bit different, because a lot of those kids started playing, you know, in...
Really,
you know,
yeah.
In junior high school.
Mm-hmm.
But there are also stories, because they make them into movies, right, about guys who go to tryouts or whatever, and they're always sort of local games. Stay-at-home dad, pretty feasible. Comedians, just start writing. Rodney Dangerfield was a house painter. He was a painting contractor. Mm-hmm. And he was telling jokes at bar mitzvahs and weddings, and didn't start really being a professional comedian until he was in his late 40s, like early 50s.
Hmm.
So there you go.
Yeah. Let's go on to Karen. Karen says, you'll appreciate this, Dr. Joy. She says, talk show host and interview famous people.
Well, again, start, find a local radio station and agree to do it for free for a while. And off you go. You need some track record. You may want to expand it out a little bit in that the celebrity interview stuff is kind of, first of all, in order to get them, you probably have to be either syndicated or living in a big city, which it doesn't mean no. It just means you probably need to expand it out to something a little bit more than that. But just start doing it.
Mm-hmm. Patrick says, President of the United States, because I wouldn't be scared of creating a social revolution and dying for good causes.
Well, I don't think you have to die, hopefully.
Certainly wouldn't want you to die.
Yeah, no, I mean, and hopefully what you would do is live. I mean, this is a country that hopefully has bloodless revolutions, that we get to vote every 4 years,
mm-hmm.
and for president, and, you know, every couple of years for the Congress. So, I mean, well, I good for you for wanting to be involved in politics and wanting to make the world a better place, but I don't think you necessarily have to view yourself as a martyr to the cause. I mean, that would mean that, number one, your tenure would be abbreviated, and number two, that the country would presumably be somewhat sort of shoved into chaos by your death. So let's have you be president and live and have a wonderful legacy.
And I think that was actually our friend Patrick who called in and talked with you about the Sony situation last week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think that's our guy Patrick that called in with that.
I keep calling David, yeah.
But, yeah, good for him.
Well, and it sounds like, I mean, to his credit, that he is literally putting his energy where his fantasies are, that he is
yeah.
involved, he is. And, you know, this is, as I said, if you look at movies, if you look at documentaries, if you look at politics, this year, more than probably any other year that I can remember, the last 2 years, let's say, 2 or 3 years, have been sort of political upheavals of people saying, whether it's Occupy Wall Street, whether it's the Arab Spring, whether it's the Wikipedia leaks, whatever it is, of people saying, that we want government to be working for us. We want transparency, that there are more of us than there are of government, and we need to find our voice and find our focus. Because for me, it's not so much voice. I mean, I think everybody can holler. It's being able to find enough consistency of an overlap of interest to be able to work together. Because if you get five people together, they probably have five different versions of how they want the world to be. So you need to find some commonality that you can unite behind so that you can have that strength of number, especially in a democracy.
Yeah. Let's go to Vicky. Vicky says, I would like to do your job. Talking to you, of course. Says, I would like to do your job, but would get frustrated when people don't listen.
Well, honey, let me tell you,
we've had a couple of callers that have not necessarily wanted to listen to you.
Oh, that happens all the time. Yeah. Listen. It's part of the job description, and even if you're a therapist, that understanding that your job is not to convince people. Your job is to give people the information, and then they have to choose, number one, whether to accept it, and number two, even more importantly, what to do about it. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, your job stops at one point, and somebody else's begins. And it's really important not to confuse those two phenomena. Because if you feel that it's your job to make somebody do something different, first of all, you're going to be bullying them. Second of all, you're going to be frustrated a lot. And third of all, they're going to feel bullied.
Yeah.
So, and that's not a way of having consistent change. People have to sort of find themselves. You hear on the negative side, when people are addicted or drinking, that they have to hit bottom. And what that really means is that there has to be some reason within themselves to change their approach. And whatever bottom means, and I think bottom can mean different things to different people, but you don't change for somebody else. Change is a very difficult phenomenon. You change because it's no longer profitable on any level. It's too painful not to. And so my job is not to change you. My job is to give you something at the end of a phone call that you didn't have at the beginning, so you see yourself as having options that you didn't previously see yourself as having. And if I do that, I mean, I'm delighted, because every once in a while you can hear somebody change on the phone. You can hear the sort of process occur. But that's, I mean, if that was the only criteria, I would not be a very happy camper. My job is just to give you something, and I, you know, hope like crazy that you'll use it, because that makes both of us feel better. But that's up to you. You get to choose. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast.
You're invited to the most popular health lecture in the country to learn how to prevent and reverse diseases naturally. Dr. Joel Wallach, world-renowned naturopathic physician and author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, will be giving a free health conference in Memphis, Tennessee on Sunday, March 1st at 11:30 a.m. and Monday, March 2nd at 7 p.m., sponsored and held at Grace Christian Fellowship Church at 3035 East Holmes Road. Contact Kelly Heron at 901-834-7420 for details and registration.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. system. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.